A senior criminal lawyer has told The World at One that he fears the disbanding of the Forensic Science Service will lead to failed prosecutions and wasted court time. This week, the government-owned FSS is formally wound up after providing services to police forces in England and Wales for over 20 years. The decision was made by the Home Office, which says the company was no longer viable. Our Home Affairs correspondent is Danny Shaw.
Martha, from Sunday, the Forensic Science Service will cease to exist. And to prepare for the closure over the past year, private companies and police laboratories have been steadily taking on their work, and there's a lot of it. The FSS had 60% of the police forensic market. We've spoken to several of their former scientists who question whether the new providers have enough capacity and experience to do the work. Kerry Allen spent 23 years at the FSS. She told me about her concerns.
I find it difficult to understand how they're going to cope, certainly in the short term. Whilst they have taken on more staff and some Forensic Science Service staff have transferred across to the other providers and also to the Metropolitan Police, the burden of work was immense. We were certainly very stretched at the Forensic Science Service, so it's really very difficult to see how they can be coping right now.
One issue Kerry Allen highlighted was that the process of handling and examining forensic material may become more fragmented. The FSS used to do it all themselves, storing, analysing, testing and interpreting samples. Now there may be different companies or police labs involved. The Vice Chair of the Criminal Bar Association, Michael Turner QC, has worked on some of the most complex criminal trials and appeals.
We fear for the proper prosecution of cases. The intention is for the police to take some of this work in-house and certainly the preliminary work, and therein lies the problem, because you will get loss of continuity, you will get contamination, and this won't be work that is supervised by a scientist.
Well, last month, New Scientist magazine surveyed 365 forensic scientists, and three quarters said the closure of the FSS would lead to miscarriages of justice. And we've almost had one. There was a terrible blunder at LGC, one of the private firms that's taken on a lot of FSS work. A 19-year-old man from Devon, Adam Scott, was accused of raping a woman in Manchester. He spent almost 3 months in custody on remand. Charges were dropped eventually after LGC admitted Mr. Scott's DNA had become mixed up in their lab with a sample from the victim. Mr. Scott's lawyer is Philippa Jeffries.
It's difficult to challenge DNA evidence on the simple basis that the science usually is not wrong. And indeed, in this case, the science wasn't wrong. His DNA was in the sample taken from the rape victim, and it suggested